Let's bring in the most versatile broadcaster in this state, Sloan Martin. She can be a reporter at this station. She can be a host at this station. She can be a play-by-play announcer. She can be an analyst. She can be a sideline reporter. She can work the Olympics. She can work Paralympics. All great, but we're starting with this one. A guy you know, I think his name is Matthew Collar. Mm-hmm. He's on this show on a regular basis. You're married to him. I'm going to start with one question. Why? Why? I mean, because Harrigan and I have talked about it off air many times. Our only conclusion is this a charitable thing? Is it a tax deduction? Is a family member held hostage? Dave,
no, certainly.
Dave, do you have any other theories?
Money.
I mean, we don't have it. So why are you married to this individual?
Something I've pondered myself many times. But no, it is now, Chad, can you believe it? It has been nearly, we are reaching the point of half of my life with this person.
Oh.
So pretty settled in. Yeah, like I said, definitely not for the money, considering where we started. It's literally started from the bottom, and now we're here. And so that was not it. Certainly not it.
What is Matthew's best quality, and what is his most annoying quality?
His best quality is his honesty, 100% of the time. What you hear, even when you hear him talk about sports, you're not getting any kind of BS from him whatsoever. And that goes into his personal relationships as well. The worst quality is like simple tasks. Like, we have a giant recycling bin, and he will put his cans, of which he is renowned for, his Diet Dr. Pepper drinking.
Terrible, too.
Literally on the kitchen counter a foot away from the recycling bin. I have not been able to psychologically deduce why this happens. But little things like that. I know I'm nitpicky, though, but that one I
know. Harrigan, is that, I don't think that's nitpicky at all, is it?
No, Similar, I had to ask my wife 2 weeks ago, why, you know, the stickers that are on the apples sometimes or any other
pizza? Yeah, right.
Why do I find so many of these just stuck to the counter right by the sink? The trash is right there.
Okay, now let's ask this question. Because you said Matthew's always honest. Do we all want our significant others to always be honest? Because I'm going first. No. Dave, before Sloan goes, always honesty from the significant other.
Believe me, I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
He's flawless. Okay. Okay. Do you always want Matthew to be honest?
I do. To be honest, it is just the trustworthiness, I would say, is a high priority. No matter if it is, you know, if I... you know, haven't left bed till noon, coming off of a cold, so don't judge me. But whatever it is always, I know I'm getting it straight. Can't dismiss that.
Okay. Plenty of text coming in. Let's get more for Sloan. 651-461-9226. Favorite fast food restaurant and also item off the menu.
Okay, this is a good question, and this might be a controversial one. It gets a lot of hate, but it's Arby's, and when they have the potato
not
cake,
on this show,
which they
no.
just got rid of,
excellent.
I am so hurt by that. So it is 100% Arby's. Culver's is definitely up there, but that's also kind of like a treat yourself. Arby's is just like, I need to eat something, and this is gonna work. And you know that's like the level of what I'm judging it at.
Harrigan, we both are Arby's fans, so I like
classic
that.
Roast beef.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, excellent. We have some food topics on this show, more me in particular. Can we go over those also?
Mm.
Okay. Ketchup, pro or con?
Pro.
Oh, God. Seriously. That's okay. That's a check mark in the negative. Harrigan, she likes ketchup.
It's a bad situation.
Is she three? I mean, okay. Okay. Mayonnaise, pro or con?
Ooh, I'm going to go con. I only have
Thank
it
you.
In an egg salad, but nothing else.
Put mustard in there instead. It's even better. Pine?
That I'm going to object to.
Oh, don't even get out of there. Get out. Can we get somebody else for the next segment?
Go on,
get
on.
pineapple on a pizza?
1,000% no.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. If your choice was to be a star, this is a texter, excellent text coming in, 651-461-9226. Star player on the Lynx or elsewhere in the WNBA, or continuing your career as a multifaceted broadcaster, which would you rather pursue?
Okay, wait, say the first one again.
So here are your two choices. Star player in the NBA, WNBA, or continue your rising career where it's at right now.
That is so tough, because imagining myself as a star as opposed to someone who would, you know, foul five times in 15 minutes and just try and block shots and be a bully is a very enticing thing. But I can't disagree with this road I'm on right now. I'm just going to keep going with it. Those dreams are behind me, and the game has changed, and I can't imagine myself being a modern player by any means.
Well, Dave, the next time she's either play-by-play, analyst or sideline, I want her to say, I've got a better job than all these folks. Now let's get to the game. You know, just David, open up that way.
Very dismissive of the players on the floor, I think, is what we needed. Really, yeah, this is your career.
More text coming in. Your favorite pizza place, and let's just go, let's do both. Here in the state, and then anywhere else you've had pizza.
Okay. Okay, this one I know Matt will very much agree on me with. Best pizza is in Western New York, in Buffalo. I am going with this place called Salvatore's. So delicious every single time. In Minnesota, it's hard to make a comparison. Our go-to place is Pizza Luce, though. It is Pizza Luce.
Pizza Luce is excellent. Okay, what's the greatest thing about Salvatore's? Why is it so unique?
I'm a dough person. I am not, I am appreciator of dough, and there is a very good crust. You're getting a solid amount of cheese, if not sloppy, with sauce. It's just dependable. It's just solid and what I want. I want a weighty pizza slice.
Wait, you're not?
Robust.
This is not deep dish, because this is another, you know.
No.
Okay.
No. That's an entirely separate category that's barely should have the name of pizza anyway.
Yeah. You know what it's called? Bad lasagna. That's what it's called. All right. Let's put Sloan on hold. Excellent text coming in. Keep them coming on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. Our friend Sloan Martin is here. We'll get to some Olympic talk when we come back. 651. 461-9226. That was very good. 49 past 12. Sloan is here. Okay. You work the Olympics and the Paralympics. Great moments throughout. What is the one moment that you're going to cherish for the longest time?
Oh, gosh. That is really tough, because I had... gosh, if I counted it up, 19 medal moments that I was responsible for calling. But I think the USA men's wheelchair basketball team winning a third straight gold, something had never been done in that sport before. And they were just, they reminded me so much of the Dynasty Lynx teams, just in terms of the talent, the people who filled these positions so perfectly to build a team, to have that kind of dynasty. It was so amazing to just connect with them, to learn about them, to see the entirety of the journey start to finish and really feel like you were there along with them for the ride, and just fantastic people. That's like an all-time moment for me, for sure.
Okay. So reporter, multiple radio stations, couldn't hear. Play-by-play, analyst sideline for the Lynx, for the Big Ten, and now and more items too. But now the Olympics. Compare for the audience the type of preparation you had for the Olympics compared to a typical game, whether it's volleyball, it's soccer, it's hoops, and just the differences between that.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. So when I do games. To me, that's like studying for a test. I am very much, if you see me in my house where I work on a regular basis when I'm not traveling or doing games, I'm like a student. I am just studying, memorizing, doing interviews, writing things down, getting my notes in order. I just have a whole office that I have like every office accessory and tool you can have just sit at my desk, and I'm like kind of chained to it. And Matthew does try and disrupt that every now and then, but shocking. I'm very much like a student. But the Olympics and Paralympics, I don't know if there's listeners out there with advanced degrees in academia or anything like that, but that's what I felt like, where it was basically from May forward, I was a full-time student because I had to learn these sports from scratch, shooting sports, which includes six different disciplines on either side,
right.
Artistic swimming, wheelchair basketball. There were certainly similarities, but you're having to do an entire tournament, learn about international players and teams, and just so much that goes into pouring yourself into doing 16 games over 11 days. So I compare it to studying, I don't know, for an LSAT or for your dissertation. It was that much of a focus for me that it consumed my entire life. Very happy about that. We have those, you know, busy moments in our lives, and
sure.
it paid off, but that's what I would compare it to.
Okay, plenty of questions coming in about the Lynx, so let's talk tonight. It's Game 5 at Target Center, Connecticut, Minnesota, Sun and Lynx. As someone who paid attention the entire season, has consumed these four games, 2-2, deciding game tonight, what do you think will separate it for either team tonight?
Ken, you know I have a long history as a journalist. I approach even, you know, the work I do with the Lynx from an objective perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But this Lynx team is some of the best basketball I have ever watched in my life, just in terms of how aesthetically pleasing it is, their defense, the way they share the ball, multiple players who have blossomed, embracing the roles they have, seeing a superstar in Nafisa Collier become a top two player in the league before our eyes. This is why I think the Lynx will win tonight. Obviously, having home court advantage, I think, is going to be a significant one against the Sun. But the Sun are the one team, as opposed to Vegas or New York, who played on the other side of the bracket in the semifinals. New York is awaiting whoever wins this game tonight in the WNBA Finals, has never won a championship in their history. Minnesota, for me tonight, is too cohesive of a team to let this drop tonight on their home floor, and I'm picking them for Game 5. The difference, I think, is just executing on a more regular basis. Connecticut's been up and down in this series. If the Lynx are able to hit shots as consistently as we know they are, they're one of the best shooting teams in the W, I think that's the difference.
Most likely tomorrow on the show, our mutual friend Lindsey Whalen. Are we firmed up on that, Dave?
205.
205 Whalen tomorrow.
Ooh.
Reacting to Game 5. More questions. In the course of your career, what has been the most challenging thing about being a female in a male-dominated space? Excellent text question. What do you have to say?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it is not getting the benefit of the doubt, where you feel like everything could be questioned,
right,
where you have that extra bit to have to prove, where people walk into the booth and they think you are stats or an assistant. They say, oh, where's the play-by-play? And you're like, they're looking at her right here. But I think it's generally also viewers too, where you have to work that little bit harder to get that same kind of respect, as opposed to it just being assumed that you're supposed to be there, that you're earned being there because you're used to seeing a different type of person in that role.
What annoyed you most about Adam Carter while you worked here?
Oh God, he was such a slacker. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
we were just always picking up the pace for him in the newsroom. Adam, come on, help us out here. And just his attitude, you know.
Yeah. How about his perspiration?
Back.
He sweats a lot. Did that ever drip onto your desk at all? I mean, Dave, it's happened to us, right?
Well, just the stench alone is bad enough than when it's actually wet.
Well, you know, the building is in such great shape there.
So
air conditioning
air
control was always great. Yeah.
You miss that, don't you? Okay, when Sloan Martin, again, our friend Sloan Martin is in for Adam today. When Sloan Martin wants to get away from everything, okay, and it's even on your own, so not with your husband, Matthew, what is your go-to?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question, because my first response was just a book.
Okay.
just finding a space, even if we're in the same house together, like within the same square footage, that to me feels like a completely different escape. I read a lot of history, nonfiction, and it completely removes me.
Does Matthew harass you when you're reading the book? Is he bugging you? Is he saying, hey, look at me, pay attention to me, I'm here, Purple Insider, I'm going to do another YouTube thing? Or does he leave you alone?
Okay, you know what? That is hilarious because he actually will. And because he wants to tell me things, because we share our thoughts and ideas and opinions.
Is he breaking down like inner football stuff where you're kind of going, that's cute, man. Can I get back to the book about World War II here?
100%, because we've deviated a little bit where I'm definitely more of a college football fan and I'm just kind of casual with the NFL. Oh. And then he is obviously all in and knows everything about it. So like Monday Night Football, I'm just kind of like half tuned in, and that's when it will have a lot of interjections. But like, again, nearly half my life, very much used to this.
Great stuff. Congratulations on all the success. And let's all get together sometime and have some fun.
Let's do it, Chad. Thanks so much. Anytime.
The fabulous Sloan Martin, who is so talented right now and just having more and more success. It's 12:57. It's time for you to get your free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows and check it out with Andy Lindis and Lindis Construction.